Hello, hello and welcome to germanpodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. Today we'll talk about taking the bus. We are back to Hans and Julia. They arrived in Lucerne in Switzerland at the station, and now they each take a bus to take them to their homes.
So, endlich wieder in Luzern. War wirklich schön mit dir, Julia.
Ja, mir hat es auch super gefallen. Sehen wir uns mal wieder?
Diese Woche muss ich viel arbeiten. Aber wie wäre es mit Freitagabend ins Kino?
Freitag? Mal überlegen. Ja, Freitag sollte gehen. Telefoniere mir nochmal.
Ich rufe dich an. So, jetzt gehe ich auf den Bus. Die 3 kommt gerade. Du nimmst die 1?
Ja, die fährt auf dem Perro 4. Also, da kommt dein Bus. Mach's gut.
Ja, du auch. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
So, das war super. Also, gleich nochmal ein bisschen schneller. So, endlich wieder in Luzern. War wirklich schön mit dir, Julia.
Ja, mir hat es auch super gefallen. Sehen wir uns mal wieder?
Diese Woche muss ich viel arbeiten, aber wie wäre es mit Freitagabend ins Kino?
Freitag? Mal überlegen. Ja, Freitag sollte gehen. Telefonieren wir nochmal?
Ich rufe dich an. So, jetzt gehe ich auf den Bus. Die 3 kommt gerade. Du nimmst die 1?
Ja, die fährt auf dem Perro 4. Also, da kommt dein Bus. Mach's gut.
Ja, du auch. Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Tschüss. Dankeschön.
Okay, now they are driving home and we are talking about how to take a bus. As you heard in the story, we always talked about numbers like I take the 3, ich nehme die 1, ich nehme die 3. And in Germany and Switzerland, the buses have numbers and therefore I say I take the 3, ich nehme die 3 and the 3 will go to wherever it goes. That's important to know. You have to look for the right number. Because at large stations, there's always a bus terminal with a lot of buses, and they usually have signs there where the number is printed on. So if you know which number to take, you just have to take to look around for the number. And if you don't know the number, if you just know where to go, you are a little bit into trouble because it can be hard to find out which number corresponds to your destination. Maybe you will just have to ask somebody. It's always hard for me as well. But it's easy if you know the number. And if you look up where to go electronically on the internet, there's always a number given. In the city, there's usually a machine where you can buy the ticket. And you have to buy the ticket there. You can't buy it in the bus. So you have to look for the machine. And there's usually a number of buttons where you just press the button to the street or to the station where you want to stop. Like you want to go to the main street and you press the button for main street and the machine tells you how much to pay. So that's fairly easy if you know where you want to go to. And you usually have something that's called Tageskarte. Tagesday Karte Billet. So you have a Tageskarte, which allows you to drive around town all day long, and usually cheaper to buy that one if you are visiting a town and you want to get around the town. And if you are on a village or on a small town and there is no machine, then you have to pay in the bus, but there is no machine. But if there is a machine, you have to take it. And don't try to take the bus without paying. Of course, it's forbidden. And if you're caught, you have to pay a lot of money. And you're registered. And if you're caught again, you're really into trouble. We Germans and we the people in Switzerland are quite determined on this. Now, if you're sitting in the bus and it's a new bus, then you're lucky because the new buses usually have some kind of electronic display where you can read where you are and what the next station or the next bus stop is called. so it's quite easy to find out when to step off the bus. On old buses, there might just be a recording that's played for each stop, or not even that, and then it can be hard to find out when to stop. They're usually very punctual, so you might take a look at your watch. And of course, again, you can ask somebody, and the bus driver is usually friendly and helpful. This I find especially true here in Switzerland. Today, for example, Julia and I were, I mean Julia and Hans, you know what I mean. We were on a ski tour in the mountains, and we took the bus, and it's called Post Auto. Post is post and auto is car, so it's called Post Auto here in Switzerland. They're yellow and they're fun to drive with. But anyway, we were the only people on the bus. We were the only one to drive up there. Then we did our ski tour and then we drove down taking the same bus driver, the same bus. And again, we were the only people there. And he was very friendly and we even chatted about whether there was snow and about the weather. So that was a very friendly bus driver. Okay, now let's take a look at some vocabularies. Let's see, we have busfahrer, that's a bus driver. Busfahrer, bus is the bus, fahrer is the driver, so we have busfahrer, one word. Then we have Fahrkarte, we already had that. It's the same word on the train and on the bus. It's a ticket, Fahrkarte. Then we have Tageskarte. It's a ticket that's valid for the whole day. And Busfahrplan. That's a schedule for the bus. Okay, that's it for today. We have Samstag, den 10. Februar 2007. Es ist jetzt 20.21 Uhr. I'm bone tired. Ich bin todmüde. Und gehe jetzt ins Bett. I will go to bed now. But to you I say, tschüss.